Urban Egging, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Back in 2015, I interviewed Tisha Vanderweil, a kindergarten teacher.
I think chickens are really cute, and they have funny little personalities. Now that we have a farm, we have room to have them. We eat a ton of eggs, too, so beneficial to our family, and I'd rather have farm-fresh eggs than buy them at the store.
Where did you get your starter chickens?
I teach kindergarten, and so every year I go to Dunlap Hatchery, and I get the eggs, and we put them in an incubator, and we hatch them in my kindergarten class, and then I've had to give them to parents before. Whenever we hatch the chicks, I have to give them away, and so now that I have a farm, I get to keep them. You can buy the chicks already hatched, or you can pick from a catalog the eggs that you want of the types of chickens that you want, and you can hatch them yourself. That's usually what I do.
You put in some sort of an herbal mix.
It's called a nesting box blend that I got from this company online, and it's totally organic herb mix. We were getting 8 to 10 eggs a day from the hens that we have, and after I put the herbs in there, we got 12 eggs on the first day, and then we got 14 on the next day and 17 on the next day. It's supposed to calm the chickens and make them relax and just produce more, and it does.
So I received an email describing a new book. Owning chickens has become a metropolitan trend. Chickens are a path to sustainability, responsibility, and good old fun. At least author and chicken owner Martin Gurdon's hilarious memoir, Hen and the Art of Chicken Maintenance, makes it sound quite fun. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.